It is The Drive, ESPN 93.5. Kyle Tosk here with you, holding down the fort as Lonte steps out to catch some high school baseball. We got a couple games at halftime right now. Auburn, 7-point lead over Yale. And Florida and Colorado tied at 45. That was an entertaining half. I had an eye on it here in studio, so that should be a fun finish there. But let me turn to Omaha, Nebraska, and the Illini with Derek Piper, who joins the show now. Pipes, how you doing? How's Omaha treating you, sir?
Omaha's been good, man. It's a little bit more chilly.
Yeah, me and Lon were talking about it in the first hour, just about how much, obviously, you beat Morehead State, you beat Duquesne, and go to the Sweet 16, assuming that would happen on Saturday. And you're expected to do that. This team should do that. And this team has a higher ceiling than that, too. I think we both agreed that Sweet 16 is not by as far from the ceiling from this roster. And I think we've talked about that plenty this year. But won't it just feel a little bit bigger for this program if Illinois is able to beat Duquesne on Saturday and you got another week of basketball to preview and you're in that second weekend for the first time in 19 years? Isn't it just going to feel a little bit different for Illinois and the fan base and just kind of be a huge weight lifted off everybody's shoulders?
Absolutely. Yeah. No, I definitely think that that's the case.
Let's talk about yesterday. Illinois obviously takes down Morehead State behind a big second half. It was a little nerve-wracking there for about 25 minutes. Morehead State hung around, got off to such a hot start into the game, and Illinois kind of just clawed their way back, and then a huge surge in the second half to where Illinois was able to really pull away. What do you think, from your eyes, kind of flipped there in the, at the midway portion of the second half that allowed Illinois to really take full control of yesterday's game?
I think it was Brad recognizing what lineups are working the most.
Yeah, how about Marcus Damask? I mean, a triple-double. It was one of the quieter triple-doubles you'll find. You kind of looked up after all the chaos and the huge run in the second half, and it's like, oh, Damask has 11 rebounds and 10 assists. He needs a couple more buckets for a triple-double. It does feel like, though, that he's really stepped it up as a passer and as a playmaker here recently, and that's kind of been a product of how teams have tried to guard him and really try to send two guys at him like 17, 18 feet from the bucket. What have you kind of seen from him here recently and the increase in assist numbers that we've seen in the postseason from him that have allowed him to put up some of these stat sheet stuffing lines, even when maybe his shot isn't falling or he's not getting the same type of looks that he's had at times this year?
Yeah, I think it's the beauty of Illinois' offense. And obviously, he's got to be a high IQ player and how to operate out of that.
All right, the stage is set for tomorrow night, 7:40. We do not have to have the whole, oh, Illinois got screwed, look at this tough draw, because you actually catch an NCAA tournament break for once, and that Duquesne knocks off BYU. So Illinois-Duquesne tomorrow night. Now, this is a Duquesne team that appears to be pretty red hot, having won 9 in a row and obviously running through the A-10 tournament to even get here and then beating a high-powered BYU offense. What can you tell us about this Duquesne team? I know you were able to catch a little bit of their game against BYU that preceded the Illinois game yesterday, but what are some of the keys to this matchup going to be for Illinois, and how can they break down this Duquesne defense and advance on to Boston?
Yeah, they're tough. And they are playing with a lot of confidence right now. And
awesome stuff. Well, I know that you have been busy out there, but did you get a chance to catch some other hoops, especially last night? Did you get a chance to see Oakland knock off Kentucky, that team we saw back in Champaign early in November? Did you get a chance? How about the Samford, Kansas call there with like 20 seconds left? That was brutal. How much hoops were you able to see last night after you were all done with your responsibilities?
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't get to see a lot of that Oakland-Kentucky game. We caught probably midway through the second half and on. And
well, thank you for your time as always. Thanks for jumping on. Enjoy the game tomorrow. How about we get you back here next week to not only talk some Illinois hoops in studio for the first time in a while, but also book a flight to Boston for you to get you back out on the road.
That sounds good. Yeah, let's get me there Monday, and then if we are planning to go to Boston, it's going to be an early flight, I think Tuesday morning. So I'd like to see you guys Monday, but also be packing my bags for another trip. And you enjoy watching all the games and the one tomorrow. And I hope everybody listening gets to enjoy the thrill of finally going to that Sweet 16. I certainly want to go cover one.
Yeah, me and Lon were saying we want to see you again, but we also want to see you as little as possible over the next 3 weeks, if you don't mind. So let's get you back out to Boston next week. But Derek Piper, thanks so much for hopping on, and I'll talk to you next week.
Sounds great, man. Have a great weekend.
You as well. Derek Piper on the Tapman's Towing phone line. You know the voice, the fantastic co-host of this very show. And he'll be putting some work in tomorrow in Omaha, and hopefully he'll bring back another Illini win with him, and we'll get to chat with him Monday in studio.